here with safety Tashawn Gibson, Pro Bowler last year, making his return and an emphatic return, being a part of two turnovers, forcing a fumble, and, of course, the interception. First of all, how did it feel for you just to be back out on the field with your team?
It was exciting to be back out there. For missing a substantial amount of time, it eats at you being on the sideline and being a competitor and being one of pride yourself on being one of the best. You want to be out there with your teammates, and, you know, it just felt good to be out there, man. It really felt good to be out here, specifically being back in front of the dog pound. Just unfortunately, we weren't able to bring it home, but, man, it was just good to be back out there flying around.
Yeah, your second interception already on the season. Impressive, given how much time you have missed. What happened on that play?
Single high. I tried to get in the post as much as possible. That was the game plan this week, to put me in a post and just let me run around there and attack the football. And it was one of those we knew that they wanted to run the ball, but as soon as it was a play fake, and I seen Larry Fitzgerald screaming down the field, I knew that was his target. That's where he wanted to go, and he threw it. He actually threw a pop fly, which, as a safety, you love to get your hands on one of those. But it was just a little attention to detail. They run, then pass, and it was just one of those things, man. And just God blessed me to be in the right situation, right place in the right time.
The ball certainly does have a way of finding its way to you, which is always a good thing for the Browns. Did you guys see something on tape? It seemed like you really made a concerted effort to rip the ball out, led to three fumbles on the day.
A lot of those guys would hold the ball loose a little bit, and that's one of the things that we preached, and that's one of the things that Jimmy O challenged us to be one of those teams that's nasty, that it don't necessarily have to be an interception all the time or a big hit to force a fumble, but be one of those guys that attack the ball by any means. You know, first guy in, second guy strip, and, you know, we had some guys that was going in there going for the ball, and, you know, the ball was on the ground plenty of time. I think one of them we didn't get, but we got the ball out, and that's just a credit to coaching, man. And like I said, unfortunately, had we got that last one, who knows how that would have changed the game. It was 27 to 20, I believe, at the time. But, you know, things happen. But I think that's a move in the right direction for us to be getting turnovers like that.
So if you look at the last three games, you had three turnovers against Denver, four today. Do you feel like you guys are starting to get back in that mode of generating a lot of takeaways?
Yeah, anytime you could get turnovers like that. And I feel good about this defense. I feel good about where we're going. You know, unfortunately, we got key injuries. But we definitely got to have that next man up mentality. But I don't think that the production of turnovers would dip with two of our key guys being out, because we teach every guy the same fundamentals, and those guys are going to come in and step right in, hopefully. And, you know, we got a big week coming up, and it's going to be exciting.
Obviously, with the short week, probably unlikely guys in the concussion protocol will be ready for Cincinnati. Ibrahim Campbell, the rookie out of Northwestern, stepped in alongside of you. What did you see from him?
You know, he's that guy it fits him. This defense fits a guy like him who want to be nasty, attack the run, and be aggressive in a run. And I think that him and Dante Whitner reminds me of the same type of player, the same mode of player. Of course, Whitner is one of the best. But, you know, this guy, Campbell, man, I love his game, man. He's a real humble guy. And I don't think that it's going to be a huge downgrade when he steps in. Like I said, that's nothing against Whitner. But I liked what I seen out there today. He was going around flying, making tackles all over the place. And it's exciting to have a guy, young guy, to be able to step up and contribute. And now his time, his number is going to be called. Just like when I was down Poyer, his number was called. Now Campbell is going to get his number called. And it's going to be exciting to watch him play out there, man. And I'm definitely confident in playing alongside of him.